welcome back to it. Good to have you here. I should point this out because it's important for you to know. If you're somewhere where the radio stations that you prefer are not in range, you have several options. Number one, you can go to stevegruber.com and click on Listen Live. You can also go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page and watch the program live streaming for the first couple of hours. Donald Bowling does that every day. Donald, good morning. Good to have you as a regular listener and follower and viewer of the program. And you can also live stream at americasvoicenews.com. These are all places and options for you. And if you miss all of that, I just have to say, what the hell are you doing? But if you miss all of that, you can go to the podcast and listen to it in your leisure, on your way to school or home from work or whatever it may be. And you can tell your friends, I heard it on Gruber's program. I've been Gruberized, which is good for you. Donald, again, thank you for your support. All right, so as we continue in with Jonathan Turley, I'll get it out, Jonathan Turley from George Washington University, you know who he is, and he's a guy who's not shy to tell you, I don't like the president, I didn't vote for the president, not my guy, but he's also a guy who's honest enough to say there's not an impeachable offense here, it's not there, and he laid out very well all the factual problems with the Democrats' push to impeachment. This is a bit long. It's a bit long, but it's comprehensive. And it tears down point by point what the Democrats are trying to sell you. The snake oil they're trying to sell America gets destroyed here by Jonathan Turley. It's bite number four. Take some notes on this one for the quiz later. Bite four. Go.
You can't accuse a president of bribery. And then when some of us note that the Supreme Court has rejected your type of boundless interpretation, say, well, it's just impeachment. We really don't have to prove the elements. That's a favorite mantra that is sort of close enough for jazz. Well, this isn't improvisational jazz. Close enough is not good enough. If you're going to accuse a president of bribery, you need to make it stick because you're trying to remove a duly elected president of the United States. Now, it's unfair to accuse someone of a crime, and when others say, well, those interpretations you're using to define the crime are not valid, and to say they don't have to be valid because this is impeachment. That has not been the standard historically. My testimony lays out the criminal allegations in the previous impeachments. Those were not just proven crimes, they were accepted crimes. That is, even the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee agreed that Bill Clinton had committed perjury. That's on the record, and a federal judge later said it was perjury. In the case of Nixon, the crimes were established. No one seriously disagreed with those crimes.
Established crimes. It's not like, well, it's not a crime, but it's just impeachment. We're just trying to overturn the will of the American people 11 months or so from the next election. What are we, less than 11 months now, right? 10 and a half months from the next election, they're trying to overturn the will of the American people, and they're going to do it. Make no mistake, they are going to do it. The Democrats are. And they're going to do exactly what Jerry Nadler said never should happen. He said that in 1998 during the Clinton impeachment. He was there. I want to go all the way to bite number 12. Jerry Nadler in 1998, saying that impeachment should not be narrow or partisan. It would be a bad thing to pursue. Bite number 12 from Jerry Nadler a few years back. Go.
We must not overturn an election and remove a president from office except to defend our system of government or our constitutional liberties against the dire threat. And we must not do so without an overwhelming consensus of the American people. There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment or an impeachment supported by one of our major political parties and opposed by the other.
But that's exactly what we have, Jerry. You see, it just proves once again what people hate about politicians. You'll say whatever's convenient at the moment. You don't actually have any principles you stand on. You see, Jerry, you're an embarrassment. And people like you, Republicans and Democrats alike that behave that way, are embarrassing. Either you have a standard by which you operate or you do not. Either there is a standard by which you operate or there is not. Bill Clinton committed a crime. It may not have been much of a crime, but he did lie under oath about a relationship. That's true. Nixon lied. There were tapes. We know that he lied, and he committed crimes along the way. There is no underlying crime here, because if there were, we'd have heard about it. But when you go from quid pro quo to bribery to obstruction of justice or anything we can think of, because, well, hell, it's just impeachment. We don't have to prove a crime. You can say that to yourselves now, but think about November 3rd, 2020. You may not think that it's the standard that matters, but voters will. And then Jonathan Turley, by the way, delivered the knockout punch, calling out the Democrats for exactly what they're doing. It's bite number five, because they talk about abuse of power from the White House. Turley says there is certainly abuse of power, but it's different than it's being described. Bite number five. Go.
If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. We have a third branch that deals with conflicts of the other two branches. And what comes out of there and what you do with it is the very definition of legitimacy.
Correct. And what he is saying once again is, as I have told you for months now, going to the courts and asking for the courts to give a decision on, let's say, a subpoena for documents or a demand that somebody appear. No, we're going to go to court and ask them. That's not obstruction of justice. That is not abuse of power. That is a legal dispute, period. That is an argument to be settled for the court. Now, if the court orders the administration to deliver documents and they say, we're not going to do that, that would be obstruction of justice. That would be an abuse of power. That would be a problem, possibly a constitutional crisis. None of those things have happened. It's a legal argument right now, period. 25 after. We're going to get the professor of our own in here in a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Confessions.